Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, which is just another fucking day. It's the fifth day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees and a low of 29 degrees. And it's snowed probably 4 inches a lot. It's snowing. Snow, rain. I mean, it's just no end to it. Not enough, personally. Not to be bitching. Anyways, I'm going to run through this and we'll come back and we'll go over and look at the Ministry of Lies, controlled opposition. I mean, Jesus, what a fucking mess. I mean, we'll go look at some more corporate shit. Some more corporation motherfuckers trying to just throw little shit and things in there. We want to have another election. There's no my vote and stuff and vote.
Take your brain, time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over to the propaganda, alternate propaganda. UNICEF warns child deaths in Gaza due to Israeli siege will increase rapidly. That'll happen when you don't eat. Survive Dave the Camp, antiwar.com incorporated. At least 16 Palestinian children have starved to death in Gaza Strip over the past few days due to the U.S.-backed Israeli genocide. They got siege here. See, any goddamn thing to change a fucking word. You think these guys here, whether they're throwing it out? No, you're changing a fucking word. It is fucking genocide. Don't you call it anything else, and you're working for the fucking enemy, you son of a bitches. And the UN's Child Relief Agency is warning that the number of child deaths will rapidly increase if conditions don't immediately change. Last week, we warned an explosion in child deaths was imminent if the burgeoning nutrition crisis wasn't resolved. And Adele Kadar, UNICEF's director for the Middle East and the North Africa, now the child deaths were feared are here and are likely to rapidly increase unless the war ends and obstacles to humanitarian relief are immediately resolved. You mean they stop committing genocide on the fucking Palestinians? Is that what you're saying? Of course, don't forget. Never forget. They're committing genocide on us, too. They're committing genocide on the fucking world. You got the pharmaceutical industry and the fucking medical industry. The killing they're doing makes us look weak, only this is barbaric. Right in your fucking face, barbaric. When I looked at that little kid the other day, they showed that starving little girl. Man, I turned my eyes away when I hit that fucking button. But I had to turn my eyes back and I had to look at that little girl and fucking think about people like that fucking Richie Rich motherfucking Kid Rock. You fucking sick fuck. Yeah, kill them all. Crisis wasn't resolved, and Adel Kadour, UNICEF's director for the Middle East and North Africa, now the child's deaths we fear are here and are likely to rapidly increase unless the war ends and obstacles to humanity. It's not a war. There it is. There's your fucking propaganda. This is what this shit was put on the fucking net for, to replace the fucking free internet. It's not a fucking war. It's fucking genocide. 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 Goebbels, it ain't gonna fucking work. Ends and obstacles to humanitarian relief are immediately resolved. The latest Palestinian child reported to die of hunger was Yazan Al Kafama, a 10-year-old with cerebral palsy who was in the Al Nahara Hospital in Rafa. 15 children have also died of malnutrition and dehydration at the Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza. So you got to learn to speak another language when you get this, you fucking international corporate mafia you have to fucking talk about, because they're in every fucking goddamn nation. If every nation is not, there are no nations anymore. There are no countries. There's just goddamn corporations within corporations within corporations, and they all fucking, they won't even deny it. The UN has previously warned the Gaza entire population of about 2.2 million people is facing crisis level food insecurity, and at least 576,000 Palestinians in Gaza are facing catastrophic levels of deprivation and starvation. Despite the dire situation, the State Department reaffirmed on Monday that it will continue to provide military assistance for Israel's genocidal war. There you go. Say it every fucking time. So you throw it in there one in three fucking times, and that means you're trying to back it out of there. You're trying to back it out. No, you're not gonna. Genocide. One of the worst fucking crimes you could commit. The U.S. is still not pushing for an immediate ceasefire using military aid as a leverage over Israel to allow more aid trucks into the Gaza. Why would you allow more aid trucks? And the trucks pull in, the people come up to try to get the food, and they get shot down like fucking dogs, don't they? I mean, you forget about that when you're writing this fucking story into Gaza. Instead, the U.S. dropped aid out of planes over the weekend, a move criticized by aid groups as a public relations ploy, since the amount was just a drop in the bucket of what's needed in Gaza. According to the latest numbers from the Gaza Health Ministry, 30,000, and remember, they're still buried in tons and tons and tons, and they're blowing up stuff right now, in tons of rubble. So you could probably three times this number, 30,534 Palestinians, and this has just been since March 7th. 50,000 were killed in Vietnam. How long was that fucking war? Almost 10 years, wasn't it? Palestinians have been killed by Israel, and 71,920 have been injured. About 70% of the casualties are women and children. Well, in genocide, that's the way it's going to fucking be. Biden administration says number of illegal immigrants living in legal limbo in U.S. will hit 8 million by October. But the fucking, these people came in. I mean, did you get permission? Because I gave no fucking permission. I didn't say, my piece of the pie here. Go ahead and you take a hunk of my fucking pie. You take a hunk of my pie, I blow your fucking head off and I'm taking it back. And you're worried about these motherfuckers. Who do you represent out there, did you say? Oh, the international corporate mafia, the international aristocracy, headed by fucking King Chuck over there in fucking goddamn England, the fucking piece of shit motherfucking pig shit eating fucking Jew. This is by Jared Jagger, the post-millennial. The Biden administration has predicted that the number of migrants with uncertain legal status living in the United States will jump to around 8 million. Remember that it was all them years, it was 11 million, there were 11 million, there were 11 million. All of a sudden, I mean, now let's see what happens here. By October, more than 8 million people will have crossed the border illegally into the United States since Biden took office in 2021. He didn't take office. He was fucking stupid. This is all coming fucking from the international fucking 1% elite that needs to be wiped off this fucking planet. Since 2019, the number has more than doubled. And with the crisis at the southern border, no, the fucking invasion. Here it is again. See, that's what these articles are for. That's why you get them a bunch. They are every fucking day. The crisis at the border. It ain't no fucking crisis. It's a goddamn invasion by definition. If the law, not the law, the policy, because they never made no fucking law. That's why they can do this. If the policy that was put in place was enforced at the fucking border, there would be no fucking goddamn invasion in this country. This is a planned fucking invasion. It's planned to fucking take our country away from us. And there's a video on down the page here. There's a black dude walking down the street, and he's showing them all kegged up, and I'm seeing it here. They're all kegging up, and they're just sitting around there waiting on something. Marching fucking orders, you bet. So you better get ready to fucking defend yourself. You better get ready to see if you can quit polishing that gun and start shooting the motherfucker. Crisis at the southern border showing no signs of letting up at any time soon. Further backlog in the already overflowing immigration court system expected. I'll tell you how to clear it out. Just fucking get out the fucking guns, point them, say get the fuck out or die, period. Many of those who enter the U.S. illegally apply for asylum and are given court dates 5 to 7 years into the future. You go get a fucking ticket. It's 2 weeks. You better be down there. You're going to come. They're going to come to your house and fucking swat your ass and raid you, aren't they? 5 to 7 years for an intruder to fucking steal, kill, do whatever they fucking want. And if they get caught, they just fucking run back to fucking Mexico or Honduras or fucking El Salvador. And they wait a while, and then they come back and kill some fucking more. These people are fucking non-aggressive in their fucking articles, and they are fucking, they're trying to milquetoast what is fucking going on in this goddamn country. And if you could see them when they fucking come on their fucking broadcast, they'll be smiling. They always want that smile there. What in the world could anybody find to smile about these days? I would like to fucking know. And because Biden reversed Trump's order that those waiting for the asylum hearing should wait in Mexico, those persons are waiting in the United States. Oh, if we could just follow Trump. Oh, Trump, 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 Trump. Jose Ibarra entered the U.S. illegally in September 2023 from Venezuela and filed an asylum claim with his wife and her five-year-old son. He was then arrested in New York City for child endangerment, released, the record is sealed, and went to Georgia where he was arrested and charged with murder in the death of Augusta University nursing student Lincoln Riley. Now, I'm going to tell you, a little bit. I bitched about that yesterday, Lincoln Riley, and it fucking, hey, who ain't seen, I mean, you think you love your fucking kid more than I love mine or my fucking wife or my fucking brother? You're something special. You know what's, I'll bet you guys something. I ain't got much left, but I still got that fucking shiny nickel. And I will bet my shiny nickel that Lincoln Riley ends up on the stage with Donald fucking Trump along with some other fucking victims of the same fucking shit, because that's why she's being fucking highlighted here. That's why you're seeing this fucking shit. This is why the organization's a foundation and shit. They're setting them up. There'll be 4 or 5 or 6 of them, and he'll have them there. And it's Lincoln Riley murdered by one of these son of a bitches that me and my friends let in. Because you fucker, you try to pretend like you weren't a part of it. It's just like when, it comes down to the goddamn mRNA shots. What's he going to fucking say? He came up, he pushed himself in when the fuckers were, when they hadn't even stuck it in a rat and they started sticking in people and said, I'm the guy, I'm responsible for Operation Warp Spreed, kill the fucking people fast as you fucking can across this world, genocide. It's me. You think he's going to come say that? How are they going to? They just won't cover it. That's all. And you're supposed to be too stupid. to fucking figure it out on your own. According to Axis, Immigration and Customs Enforcement currently has around 40,000 detention beds, which is only a fraction of those necessary to hold the millions of illegal immigrants who have poured into the country since Biden took office and reversed Trump's restrictive border measures. What's going to be your excuse for going and voting for this fucking pedophile? You do realize that when you go vote for this son of a bitch, you Trump-tards out there listening, you're voting for a fucking pedophile. You can't change that. He's a better pedophile? You think he isn't? You don't know. He's a sneaky. I mean, we know he's a pedophile. He was fucking Epstein's fucking good buddy and flew on the plane with him and all this shit. He even said that if his daughter was so hot, that if it wasn't his daughter, so he slammed her fucking best friend. I mean, this is the son of a bitch. What excuse are you getting? Well, your wallet, of course, your wallet. Oh, we're going to get a better deal. Trump will straighten these people out. Yeah, I'm going to take that fucking. I know he screws little children, even probably babies, but God damn it. It's going to be best for me if that's fucker here. Yeah, if we play this game out, if we play this game one more fucking time, if we don't fucking unregister to vote and tell them to shove this whole fucking lie up their fucking ass and take to shooting the motherfuckers, I've got to go for Trump. I mean, how can you fucking justify that? The lesser of two evils with so many, I've heard that so many times over my life for the elections. The lesser of two evils is still evil, but the lesser of two pedophiles, my God, people. Restrictive border measures. Those who aren't being held by ICE are listed on what's known as the non-detained docket. That's enough of that shit for me. I want to get those points out. Israel kills three rescue workers in airstrike against southern Lebanon. And, I mean, this is something that shouldn't even be up. I mean, of course they did. They're killing fucking little children right now. They probably killed 7 or 8, 10 little fucking children you ain't even going to hear about. This is by Jason Ditz, antiwar.com again. Three rescue workers were killed today in southern Lebanese border town of Adishi, when they were targeted by an Israeli airstrike. The three were with the rescue force. I'm telling you, fucking, what are you going to have to be a bilingualist that can speak 14 fucking languages to be a reporter anymore? Or they keep this fucking shit? Well, they have time to sit and practice. I fucking don't. I can read it one fucking time and do it the best I can. But I'm not going to waste my fucking time reading this shit more than just reading through it, trying to fucking make sure I look up the pronunciations and shit, which is affiliated with Hezbollah. Fuck them. Of course they did. The House voted unanimously to stop funding transgenic edible plant vaccines, but the prohibition was left out of the new omnibus. So your taxpayer dollars will be funding edible plants vaccines if the enormous spending bill passes this week. Not good. I mean, you know, why even talk about it? It was a fraud to begin with, that lying-ass fucking constitution. It never was. Well, weren't we supposed to have a budget? And weren't people, I mean, wasn't the money supposed to be allocated by Congress, not fucking handed out in grants by the Senate? You know, the filthy fucking rich. Anyway, this fellow, he tells you, yeah, we passed a law saying they can't, we have the money, we can't finance that, but the omni spending bill, man, that's not like a fucking budget or anything. That's just money we got to have to keep up the fucking borrowing, I suppose. Pennsylvania collaborates with DHS and CISA to monitor online election-related speech. I thought that was kind of cool. Christine Mass, Reclaim the Net. Pennsylvania Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro announced last week that in an effort to address perceived threats to electoral procedures, the state is launching an initiative in partnership with various state and federal agencies. And you don't have agenda, and you're going to program in what's good and bad. You think we're... man, the contempt they have for us. Now, these partners include the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and notably the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, an organization long accused of aiding online censorship to impede freewheeling online speech. I mean, fuck, why are they so afraid of people talking to one another? Because before this shit came along, we told you this was going to happen. Remember that Google and all, we'll never allow the internet to be served. Nah, horse shit. So you handed it over to the Chi-Cons, and now this is what we have. We have CNN, CNBC, and fucking Fox. That's what we fucking have. Only it's, you can turn on the TV and watch this fucking horse shit. Or this here is, you know, it tries to, people actually are thinking this is the alternate fucking media. And they're sitting there going, COVID-19 shots. I mean, they fucking cannot see it. And you, I mean, shit, what do we got to take every one of you motherfuckers and set you down? You can't just see your country being destroyed in front of you. You can't see the fucking invasion. You can't see the pedophilia. Right at the top of the fucking page, you can watch old fucking Hunter Biden pedophiling little fucking girl, 6-7 years old. You can look at it. They were probably taken to the underground facility and chopped up alive and sold on the international fucking market for fucking their body parts. And I don't want to hear no, I mean, fuck, how serious is this compared to that? The revelation about Pennsylvania collaboration with DHS and CSI, our CISA service, surfaced after the Federalist Press, the Pennsylvania State Department, for more information about the new initiatives. This program, named the Pennsylvania Election Threats Task Force, is expected to bring forth measures for the protection of the electoral system. Not for the truth. Don't get that confused with the truth. See, they're telling you something here. Safeguards voters from any form of intimidation and provided accessible and trustworthy information about the election. I'll give you some fucking intimidation. You motherfuckers that are going out there and voting are committing high fucking treason. You're aiding and abetting a fucking occupation of this country, which is in 110% violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, ratified by the representatives of the people, and you are saying fuck it. You're saying fuck us. I'm gonna vote for the vote. That's my right. You ask some son of a bitches. I swear I've asked people before, and they said that was their right, their rights to vote. What a fucking morons. Never been a fucking lawful election. Never been a fucking honest election in this goddamn country. And there ain't never going to be. And I'm going to say it over and fucking over again. You fucking son of a bitches that go out there and participate in this fucking fraud, which is a goddamn act of sedition against your people and against the law of December 15, 1791, will be fucking punished. Sooner or later, it will give. And you're going to find yourself in a common law court, a real fucking court. And you're going to know when it's going to be so fucking simple. Ain't going to be fucking months of this and looking at this, investigating. Just going to fall out of your fucking goddamn voting fucking thing. You voted for these motherfuckers? You knew they were all fucking, you knew that they were, that, did you, I mean, you did see, you did know that fucking Biden and fucking Trump were fucking pedophiles, didn't you? You most certainly had to know that they were fucking goddamn traitors to the people. But you went out and you fucking, I'm going to vote for the Trump because he only screwed 4 little girls and I could get more money. This is fucking retardation. And provided accessible and trustworthy information about the election. You bet, just because you say so. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that says that you're a bunch of fucking criminal son of a bitches, this most corrupt fucking government ever corrupt fucking organization. Because it is international corporate mafia and it is an occupation of this country to ever exist on this fucking planet. lies and baseless conspiracy theories aiming to delegitimize the electoral process. It's a fucking fraud. It's always been a fucking fraud. There ain't never been an honest election in this fucking country. Not one. Accusations have been levied against CISA for serving as the epicenter of the federal government's efforts to censor speech, which is seen as an assault on civil liberties. No, not civil liberties, motherfucker. We don't have civil liberties. We have fucking goddamn rights by law. And they're fucking goddamn, the Bill of Rights. It is ratified by the representatives of the people, unalienable, unchangeable, changeable fucking law. Not civil liberties. We're not fucking goddamn peasants and peons and fucking citizens. And First Amendment. Oh, you got civil liberties and First Amendment rights. And first place, they're not First Amendment rights. They're First fucking Article rights, you fucking moron. And you people know it. You fucking people out there know it because you cover the shit. You know what's being said out here. And you're trying to fucking soft pedal it. You're trying to milk toast it. You're trying to do anything to keep the fucking goddamn people from rising up and fucking tearing down your goddamn little game you're playing that gets you the goddamn Porsche with the fucking sheepskin fucking seats and the fucking goddamn penthouse apartment. That's what you fucking care about. You could give a fuck less about a poor man's goddamn rights, you son of a bitches. And you're not very good at it. Documents acquired by the American First Legal uncovered the CISA, despite being aware of the risks associated with unsupervised mail-in voting. How many times we talked about that? Mail-in voting. Mm-hmm. In the 2020 election, dismissed social media posts voicing similar concerns as disinformation. When they play with this game of election, which is an election because you can't have a occupational election. If you participated in it, you're a fucking goddamn traitor. And when they talk about it, they show up 5,000 examples of, oh, this one, they show them putting ballot boxes in trunks of cars, and they show that you push a button here for this guy and this guy pops up. They show the, but then at the end, when it's all done, they'll tell you straight up, there has never been an incident of fucking, fraud in the fucking American election system, which is, in itself is an impossibility, but to say never has been one, they'll say that. That's the global lie. If Goebbels would tell the biggest fucking lie, you tell the biggest fucking lie and keep telling it over and over. And everybody who challenges you, I'm challenging you motherfuckers. I say there's never been an honest fucking election in this country, and there never will be. Until the fucking people take this country back and put it back under the fucking goddamn law it's meant to be under, that is the law of December 15, 1791, then maybe. But you're going to have to figure out a way to satisfy all the fucking people that it is fucking legit. Even if we have to walk up and say aye and mark it on a fucking chalkboard as big as fucking Ohio. Whatever it takes, that might be the only way you could get an honest election. Tell me, how in the fuck would you get an honest election when there's so much fucking currency involved? There's wealth involved. And it's just like these goddamn lotteries. I try to tell people, I say, man, you really fucking do that? And, oh, yeah, I mean, you never know. Yeah, I do know. You get something where there's goddamn, if there's a fucking $100 million involved, $1 million involved, so it's going to be corrupt. Got it? No other animal exists. How dumb are you? Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
First you're here, then you're there. Pretty soon then you went everywhere. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. Be here to see us all burn in hell. Forget what you're after. Make a deal, sell your soul. Just find out, baby. Ha, you sucker. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. You hear the tears all. We're in hell.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail... We appreciate your donations. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire. What's his name? Sammy Hagar song. Anyway, back to the lies and the milk toast motherfucking bullshit. We're going to show you. You're going to be the most educated fucking slaves with the day you die that ever fucking existed. That's the plan here. And they're showing a hospital. Israel just bombed a university. I mean, just horrific fucking explosions and shit, man. I mean, they're just people. No, they're not. You can go ahead and kill them. No. How the CIA nurtures Zelensky's Ukraine? No, I don't believe that. Not our CIA. Report Joe Biden has secretly flown 320,000 illegal immigrants from Latin American airports to 43 U.S. states. What? What did I just say? We haven't been talking about this for 3 fucking years now, have we? This is what I'm talking about, people. They're trying to fucking get your fucking mind off the goddamn simplicity of this whole thing, which is that if you fucking get up and get on that one fucking page, put shit aside. If you don't, you're going to lose this fucking country. If you don't put your fucking goals aside, if you don't put your fucking religion aside, if you don't put every fucking thing aside except for that fucking Bill of Rights, you will lose your country. They divide you so fucking easily, it's laughable. But again, this is something, we've talked about this we started talking about 3 or 4 years ago. We've talked about it all along, haven't we? So this is nothing, it starts out, I like this, by Colin Rugg. Treason. No fucking shit. Europe, you just discovered uranium, brother. It gets even worse. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection is refusing to identify which airports they are being shipped to. We didn't say this was happening. We didn't say how we were paying for it. Now, did we? We didn't know nothing about goddamn. Thank God we had this fucking person. The program at the center of the FOA legislation is perhaps the most enigmatic and least known of the Biden administration users of the CBP, one cell phone scheduling app, even though it is responsible for almost an invisibility importing by air 320,000 aliens with no legal right to enter the United States since it got underway in late 2022. And journalist Todd Benzman said, you think about it, guys, you can't afford gas to go to fucking work so that you can fucking slave for these motherfucking third worlders, because that's who you're really slaving for. Where is the fruits of your fucking labor going? The third world motherfuckers to come in, and then they can take your fucking house. They can throw you out in the fucking streets. I think it was Jefferson that said we were going to end up homeless on the continent that our forefathers fucking conquered. And now you got them. I mean, even in the fucking new Revolutionary War documentaries, we're going to democracy. Bullshit. I don't think they came out and said, we give you a democracy if you can keep it. I think they said they'd give you a republic, which they didn't do that either because the goddamn Constitution was a fucking lie. It's all been a fucking lie. From the fucking get-go, it's been a lie. Under these illegal dubious parole programs, aliens who cannot legally enter the United States use the CBP one app to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. The parole program allows for 2-year periods of legal status during which adults are eligible for work authorization. And they use that word humanitarian, temporary humanitarian release. Where's your humanitarian fucking goddamn fucking morality for the fucking people in Gaza, for the fucking people in the United States, for the people around the world that are being slaughtered by the fucking goddamn pharmaceutical and the fucking medical industry and by the fucking Jews? Huh? No humanitarian fucking thoughts about them at all? Son of a bitch. Treason, huh? Well, you got them there, man. Way to go, Scoop. NYT stealth edits headline claiming UN found evidence of Hamas rapes. And how many times have we gone over this, people? I mean, that's what frustrates me so bad. And every day they're going to have a story on this fucking shit. And it's all just to try to move words around and make it. But maybe by the time the election comes up, you'll be saying goddamn war instead of fucking genocide. You'll be saying fucking attack instead of genocide. Anything but the fucking what is really happening. I mean, this is really, I think John talked about it once, but the programming when you were growing up all your life, they tapped into it with when they, you had CBS, NBC, and ABC. And then they tapped into it. The people were going, fuck this. This is wrong. You know, this ain't right. So they came up with CNBC, CBS, Fox, all these fucking, just like these fucking articles here. And they fucking took it off a little notch. It looked a little bit fucking goddamn rebellious, you know, against the fucking status quo. But in the same time, now go watch an episode of fucking Fox News. Go watch it. Look at them laugh. And they're talking, and they'll never talk about fucking the goddamn Israelis. They'll never talk about fucking what's going on in with the goddamn kill shot. They'll never talk about the fucking pedophilia. It's rampant. They'll never talk about the human trafficking. They talk about things and laugh. This one says, the day I watched it, this one said, we just want you to feel good. We just want you to feel good, people. Look at that little that picture of that little fucking girl starved to death. And tell me how feel good you feel. So headlines claiming you had five evidence. Fuck you. Queen Maxima of the Netherlands speaking at the World Economic Forum's recent Davos Summit, digital ID is necessary not only for financial services, but also for determining who is and isn't vaccinated, school enrollment, and the receipt of government subsidies. Just, why don't you cunt, I look at you, you're a little weaselly, little fucking cunt. I could snap you in two with my fingers, and you're going to step up there, and you're going to fucking throw your balls up on the fucking table and say you're going to tell me how I'm going to live. I'm here to tell you, bitch, you are not. I don't like to hit a woman, but I will bitch slap you flat of your fucking ass. You don't have fucking balls. Get the fuck off the screen. You're talking to fucking men here. NIH is funding project to push HPV vaccine on fifth graders in South Africa. Well, of course they are. Jews in Canada were selling land in illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank. A man was refused to entry to the synagogue because he wasn't Jewish enough, or even though he had a registered for the event. And this is kind of a cool one. I did watch this fucking, video, and it is cool. I mean, they got the security over there. They want the motherfucker in. He registered. He wants to go bar. And he did it because they're selling the land over there in Palestine. And then they keep talking about, oh, they're going to go solve this and there's going to be two states. No, they're not. This is fucking conquest and the Golan Heights conquest. And then they'll need another 15-mile buffer zone because they fucking blew the hell out of the fucking people. They're fucking animals. He had registered for the event. Let's look at it all before we decide on something to read, I guess. Biden administration, we did that. Meet Joe Biden's whole big Jewish mishpocha from November 2020. And you know, this is another one of those articles that was put up. It's a sucker fucking line. You get in there and they talk about, oh, how wonderful it is, how beautiful his kids have married all these fucking Jews and his beautiful grandchildren. No matter what you think about Joe Biden, just look at that little baby. I mean, this is fucking, they talk about fucking misinformation, disinformation. This is a fucking misinformation fucking hit. Because the person who reads it, meet Joe Biden's whole big Jewish mishpocha from November 20, you're expecting to fucking find out, you know, which you do find out, but it's all they're such beautiful people. They're wonderful fucking people. No, they're fucking not. They are genocidal fucking maniacs, and every fucking one of them needs to be brought to justice. Israel boycotts hostage deal, talks in Cairo. They did, not Israel. This is by Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com. The Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo on Sunday for hostage deal talks, but Israel has boycotted the negotiations. What? Not Israel. They want peace, and they're good people. I just read it in an article before. That hit piece written by fucking goddamn pro-fucking goddamn communist pieces of shit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu broke off hostage deal talks because Hamas did not provide a list of all the living Israeli hostages. Sources in Israel's scrutiny cabinet criticized Netanyahu's demand in comments to Haaretz. As with the previous deal, one could assume there would eventually be proper lists of the hostages and those no longer living. This didn't need to be made into a deal breaker for advancing the negotiations. One source, he didn't want to do it. He's any fucking excuse. It don't matter. He's a fucking Jew. They're going to do what the fuck they want. You got it, bitch. You goddamn going, motherfuckers. I know you outnumber them 1,000,001, but you better bend the fucking knee. Because these motherfuckers do what they fucking want. Or they send their American Rottweiler fucking attack dog on your ass. The potential deal that's on the table is for Hamas to release about 40 Israeli hostages in exchange for a six-week ceasefire and the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Hamas has been seeking a permanent ceasefire and Israel withdraw from Gaza, but there were signs on Sunday that the Palestinian group may be more flexible on its demands. No, we just now read an article saying they're selling that fucking land. And here, this is happening in the United States. They're all getting together to see if you want to buy up some of that fucking land we just fucking took from them Palestinians as we were fucking committing genocide on them. I mean, this guy, yeah, that's why he was registered to go there. They're selling it. It don't belong to them. Well, of course, there would have to be some kind of fucking, well, it's just like any other fucking correct, something that's correct and fucking written, it has to be fucking enforced. And when you got the big fucking Rottweiler, who's going to enforce it? And then what's left? You got the Russian bear with the fucking goddamn beanie on his head. I mean, this is fucking, they're going to run us over. They're running us over. And we're just fucking letting them. It blows me away. I mean, it blows me the fuck away. I grew up in I don't believe, this ain't the country I thought it was when I was growing up in it, even though I was finding out all along that it wasn't. But I never thought it was this fucking bad. I never thought the people were this fucking cowardly, this fucking greedy. A senior Hamas source told Lebanon's Al Mayadin that a deal could be reached soon despite obstacles being put in the way by Israel. Despite these obstacles, the possibility of reaching an agreement is still viable. Of course they're going to say that. They're Hamas and they're fucking controlled by the Israelis who created them. Still viable, especially at the occupation, as the occupation is being dealt heavy blows in Chan, Yanis, and at Zaytan, a neighborhood, the Hamas source said, who works for the fucking Israelis, and they ain't going to fucking stop until they've killed every fucking one of the fucking Palestinians. That's what they're there for. That's what the whole operation was set up for. You think they're going to put that kind of effort into something and not complete it? And citing Arab media, Haaretz reports a Hamas source said the group could be flexible on the length of the ceasefire and the number of Palestinian prisoners that will be released. But both Hamas sources said they are standing firm on two conditions. Israel allowing displaced Palestinians to return to the northern Gaza, and the delivery of much more aid to the north. And they're not going to allow them to return. They're fucking selling it right now. They're selling it over here to the fucking kikes over here. And pushy motherfuckers, this guy's in the parking lot, and he's like, fuck you, get out of here. You're not a Jew. How about fuck you? Boom, you're dead. You're a fucking Jew. While Hamas might be willing to accept a temporary ceasefire, a deal won't happen if Israel isn't participating in the indirect negotiations, which are being mediated by Egypt and Qatar. Netanyahu may be trying to sabotage a deal since it's in his political interest to keep the conflict going, something even President Biden has reportedly acknowledged in private conversation. He fucking that son of a bitch can't acknowledge nothing. He can't acknowledge when he shits his pants. Come on, give me a break. So far, the U.S.-backed Israeli slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza, not slaughter, genocide. See, if you could just feather it back to slaughter and then to fucking, you know, the something lighter, you know, like war, you know, keep moving it back until, no, genocide every fucking time, just like COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You're not going to fucking do this. I know you love those fucking Porsches. You love all the fucking perks that go along with being the treasonous son of a bitch as you are. You're not going to do it. It's not slaughter. It's genocide. The Palestinians in Gaza has killed over 30,000 people. About 70% of the casualties are women and children, despite the massive civilian casualties and the starvation siege. I love this start. No. Further genocide, motherfucker. The U.S. continues to provide unconditional military aid for the unconditional aid for genocide. I mean, you would completely, if you could pull it off, getting people to quit saying genocide, man, you could probably get a Lamborghini. What else we got here? We owned the news. We were the gatekeepers, and we very much owned the facts as well. Speaking at World Economic Forum's recent Davos Summit, editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal, Emma Tucker, bemoans the death of public trust in the mainstream media. And this is a video, so I can't play it for you. But it's not, I mean, there is, we know what you fuckers are. You're not media. You're fucking goddamn the Ministry of Lies. I mean, we know it. You don't pretend to be journalists or anything. You're laughable when you do. Amid debate over rail safety concerns, another Norfolk Southern train derails. No, say it ain't so. Trains derailing, goddamn food processing plants blowing up. I mean, everybody knows that if you go to make bacon, you could, I mean, it's a dangerous fucking job. So what are you going to do with this? I mean, you're going to burn the fucking diesel right there where it is. You're going to poison the people as much as you fucking can with it. By Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. With the Norfolk Southern derailment in Pennsylvania on Sunday that sent diesel fuel into a Lehigh Valley River, the already heated battle over control of the railroad with safety issues as a backdrop got even hotter. What fucking debate? How about you fucking straighten this shit out and you quit fucking... never mind. Well, let's get a little more of it. The derailment came after 2 days of charges, countercharges, and misses flying back and forth over the safety records of both Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific with leading government officials that regulate the rails, leaving separate heavy criticism at the two companies. Whoa, they got heavy criticism. And while it hasn't yet provoked any government response, and it won't, the issue of safety and levels of employment could also be triggered by Friday's news that BNSF had implemented a significant number of furloughs. Oh, so that's the idea there. Lay people off. Okay. In the proxy battle rolling Norfolk Southern, the activist investor group, Ancora, is recommending the replacement of 8 new directors to the Norfolk Southern board. Ching Chong Chang Chong and fucking Lahupe and Carlos and Pedro. They would. It also wants to replace CEO Alan Shaw with former UPS executive Jim Barber and name Jamie Boychuk, a former executive of CSX, to replace the current COO, I think it's Paul Duggan. Anyway, of course, whatever. Let's see what we got going here. First, you allow your country to be invaded, then you hand automatic weapons to the people who invaded it. Doug McGregor on the worst idea Congress ever had. And I hate Fucker Carlson. You guys know I hate Fucker Carlson. That mealy mouth little motherfucker. He knows the truth. And he says democracy every time it comes out of his fucking little slimy mouth. The little fucking two-faced fucking shill piece of shit. Maybe we'll hang you and Alex Jones beside each other. But this fellow that speaks on this goddamn video, he lays it out. It's a fact. You're bringing him over here, man, and you're fucking... They're coming here in violation of your law, and you're arming them with automatic weapons that they don't want me and you to have, and with goddamn fucking, web gear with fucking armor that they don't want me and you to have. But they want the thing is, it's all right for a goddamn, they don't even know it. They're not even going to check these fucking people out. If you're a psycho, I guess all the better. But they're going to bring them here, and they're going to release them. First, they'll teach them how to kill real good. They'll go through training. As soon as they get out, where do you think they're going to go, people? Who do you think they're going to fucking go to work for? And you better get ready for these fuckers, man. I mean, it's like that black dude said. He said, they're ganging up. He goes, you better get ready because we're getting ready to fight. And he was right, and I believe he's right, and I think it's not going to go on. Chinese government orders destruction of all COVID data. That's interesting. Breaking, this black man released footage of immigrants hanging on the block of a Philadelphia black community. He believes they are waiting for marching orders, and he's goddamn right in believing it. Anyways, guys, I've had enough for a day. Sorry, I'm tired. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And just try to look at this shit for what it is. If you have to read it, if you can't read something else because there is nothing else because they've removed all the other content from the fucking internet, if you have to read it, look for what it's really fucking doing, how it's trying to de-escalate the escalation that cannot be de-escalated, and trying to milk toast fucking shit, how trying to make you fucking go from fucking genocide to slaughter, and then down right down to fucking where a war, but there's a real war going on, not a fucking murder, and the white coats and the fucking goddamn COVID shot, it's good for you now, goddamn it. I mean, it started out, we were telling, headline says, don't take the fucking shot, man. It'll kill you. But you get halfway down an article, and that's the best shot ever fucking was. We're going to make some more ones. We're going to make some for fucking goddamn flu, and we're going to make some for fucking cancer. Or is it to give me cancer, or do you take cancer? Anyway, it's all fucking bullshit. They have fucking taken over just like they planned, just like we said they would. And if we fucking let this ride out and we don't fucking, I mean, make some fucking noise, tell these stupid fuckers who will listen to this and go, then vote. Go ahead and vote, you motherfucker. You're committing treason against the rest of us. And sooner or later, we're going to have to fight. I don't care what you people say. You are going to have to fucking fight or fucking die without fighting. That's your fucking choice. And that is The Word from the Trenches.